स्यांश विभवा षडैश्वर्य पूर्ण जयः भगवान् स्वयं अयम् न चैतन्यात् कृष्णात् जगति परतत्त्वं परम् इह। आनन्दलीलामय विग्रहाय हेमावदिव्य छविसुन्दराय तस्मै महाप्रेमरसप्रदाय चैतन्यचन्द्राय नमो नमस्ते। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपीकाकन्त राधाकन्त नमस्तु ते। तप्तकाञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। सर्वशास्त्रावधिपीयूषा सर्ववेदैकसत्फल सर्वसिद्धान्तरत्नाढ्य सर्वलोकैकदृक्प्रद सर्वभागवत प्राण श्रीमद्भागवत प्रभु कलिध्वान्तुदितादित्य श्रीकृष्ण परिवर्तित परमानन्दपाठाय प्रेमवर्षाक्षराय ते सर्वदा सर्वसेव्याय श्रीकृष्णाय नमस्तु मे। मदेकबन्धुमत्सङ्गीन् मद्गुरो मन्महाधन मन्निस्तारकमदभाग्य मदानन्द नमस्तु ते। असाधु साधुतादायिन् अतिनीचतारक हानमुञ्च कदाचिन्मां प्रेम्णालित्कण्ठय स्फुरः। भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय सो टुडे विल कंटिन्यू फ्रॉम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 13 and text number 54. So very beautiful verse speaking about the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead Krishna. Very elaborate description have been given by all Vaishnavacharyas. So purport is very insightful. Lot of quotations are given from Upanishads, Shrutis actually. So we'll try to look into those. Very interesting verse. सत्यज्ञानानन्तनन्दमत्रैकरसमूर्तयः अस्पृष्टभूरिमाहात्म्यापि ह्युपनिषदृशाम् सत्यज्ञानानन्तनन्दमात्रैकरसमूर्तयः अस्पृष्टभूरिमाहात्म्या अपि ह्युपनिषदृशाम् सत्यज्ञानानन्तनन्दमात्रैकरसमूर्तयः अस्पृष्टभूरिमाहात्म्या अपि ह्युपनिषदृशाम् सत्यज्ञानानन्तनन्दमात्रैकरसमूर्तयः अस्पृष्टभूरिमाहात्म्या अपि ह्युपनिषदृशाम् हरे कृष्ण. सत्यज्ञानानन्तनन्दमात्रैकरसमूर्तयः अस्पृष्टभूरिमाहात्म्यापि ह्युपनिषदृशाम् सत्यज्ञानानन्दनन्तमात्रैकरसमूर्तयः अस्पृष्टभूरिमाहात्म्या अपि ह्युपनिषदृशाम् सत्यज्ञानानन्दनन्तमात्रैकरसमूर्तयः अस्पृष्टभूरिमाहात्म्या अपि ह्युपनिषदृशाम् सत्यज्ञानानन्तनन्दमात्रैकरसमूर्तयः अस्पृष्टभूरिमाहात्म्यामपि ह्युपनिषदृशाम् Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki satya eternal jnana having full knowledge ananta unlimited ananda fully blissful matra only ekarasa always existing मूर्तयः फॉर्म्स अस्पृष्ट भूरिमाहात्म्यः whose great glory is not touched. Api, even. He, because. Upanishad-drisham, by those jnanis who are engaged in studying the Upanishads. Translation. The Vishnumurtis all had eternal, unlimited forms full of knowledge and bliss and existing beyond the influence of time. Their great glory was not even to be touched by the jnanis engaged in studying the Upanishads. Purport. Mere Shastra Jnana, or knowledge in the Vedas, does not help anyone understand the personality of Godhead. Only one who is favored or shown mercy by the Lord can understand Him. This is also explained in the Upanishads, Mundaka Upanishad 3:2-3. Nayam atma pravachanena labhyo na medhayana bahuna srutena yam evaisa vrunute tena labhyas tasyaisa atma vibrunute tanum swam. The Supreme Lord is not obtained by expert explanations, by vast intelligence, or even by much hearing. He is obtained only by one whom He Himself chooses. To such a person, He manifests His own form. One description given of Brahman is Satyam Brahma Ananda Rupam. Brahman is the absolute truth and complete Ananda or bliss. The forms of Vishnu, the Supreme Brahman, were one, but they were manifested differently. The followers of the Upanishads, however, cannot understand the varieties manifested by Brahman. This proves that Brahman and Paramatma can actually be understood only through devotion, or as confirmed by the Lord Himself in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhaktyaham Ekaya Grahyam. To establish that Brahman indeed has transcendental form, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura gives various quotations from the Shastras. In the Svetashvatara Upanishad, the Supreme is described as Aditya Varanam Tamasah Parastat, He whose self-manifest form is luminous like the sun and transcendental to the darkness of ignorance. Ananda Matram Ajaram Purnam Ekam Santam Bahudha Drishyamanam. The Supreme is blissful with no tinge of unhappiness. Although He is the oldest, He never ages, and although one, He is experienced in different forms. Sarve Nitya Shashvatascha Dehastasya Paratmana. All the forms of that Supreme Person are eternal. Mahabharata Purana. The Supreme Person has a form with hands and legs and other personal features, but His hands and legs are not material. Bhaktas know that the form of Krishna or Brahman is not at all material. Rather, Brahman has a transcendental form, and when one is absorbed in it, being fully developed in bhakti, one can understand Him. Preman janachrita bhakti vilochanena. The Mayavadis, however, cannot understand this transcendental form, for they think that it is material. Transcendental forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His person are so great that the impersonal followers of the Upanishads cannot reach the platform of knowledge to understand them. Particularly, the transcendental forms of the Lord are beyond the reach of the impersonalists, who can only understand through the studies of the Upanishads, that the Absolute Truth is not matter, and that the Absolute Truth is not materially restricted by limited potency. Yet, although Krishna cannot be seen through the Upanishads, in some places it is said that Krishna can in fact be known in this way. Upanishadam Purusham, He is known by the Upanishads. This means that when one is purified by Vedic knowledge, one is then allowed to enter into devotional understanding. Mad bhaktim labhate param tat saddha dhana munayo jnana vairagya yuktaya pashyantyatmani chatmanam bhaktya shruta grihitaya. The seriously inquisitive student or sage, well equipped with knowledge and detachment, realizes that Absolute Truth by rendering devotional service in terms of what he has heard from the Vedanta Shruti. The word Sruta Grihitaya refers to Vedanta knowledge, not sentimentality. Sruta Grihita is sound knowledge. Lord Vishnu, Brahma thus realized, is the reservoir of all truth, knowledge and bliss. He is the combination of these three transcendental features, and He is the object of worship for the followers of the Upanishads. Brahma realized that all the different forms of cows, boys and cubs transformed into Vishnu forms were not transformed by mysticism of the type that a yogi or demigod can display by specific powers invested in him. The cows, cubs and boys transformed into Vishnu murtis or Vishnu forms were not displayed or not displays of Vishnu Maya or Vishnu energy, but were Vishnu Himself. The respective qualifications of Vishnu and Vishnu Maya are just like those of fire and heat. In heat, there is the qualification of fire, namely warmth, and yet heat is not fire. The manifestation of the Vishnu forms of the boys, cows and cubs was not like the heat, but rather like the fire. They were all actually Vishnu. Actually, the qualification of Vishnu is full truth, full knowledge and full bliss. Another example may be given with material objects, which may be reflected in many, many forms. For example, the sun is reflected in many water pots, but the reflections of the sun in many pots are not actually the sun. There is no actual heat and light from the sun in the pot, although it appears as the sun. But each and every one of the forms Krishna assumed was fully Vishnu. We should discuss Srimad Bhagavatam daily, as much as possible, and then everything will be clarified. For Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedic literature. Nigama Kalpatarur Galitam Phalam. It was written by Vyasadev Mahamunikrite when he was self-realized. Thus, the more we read Srimad Bhagavatam, the more its knowledge becomes clear. Each and every verse is transcendental. This is a very powerful purport because almost all Vaishnava acharyas, they have given their analysis to this verse, and because when the impersonalists, they come across such kind of verses from Srimad Bhagavatam, they immediately think about the Upanishads, where they can sapadha, you see, ananda matram ekara samurtaya. See, this is Brahman. There is no form. Satyam jnanam ananda. Satya jnana anantananda matraikara samurtaya. So they consider Brahman without any form. This is a very important point. Some people, when they hear about this pastime, Brahma Vimohan Lila, they say the form which was manifested by Krishna were not actually Vishnumurtis. They say, you know, this is one of the forms like other cows and calves and boys. But no, from this explanation, we can very clearly understand that they were fully Vishnumurtis. That means, when Krishna, he descends to the world assuming the form of fish, braha, kurma, etc. in any of the species, that time the devotees, they understand this Vishnumurti forms are transcendental. They are full of knowledge, bliss, they are eternal. There is no tinge of material quality in those manifestations. And that's all. In this connection, Srimad Bhagavatam explains how the Supreme Lord Krishna, he manifested himself into innumerable calves, cows, and boys. They were all Vishnus, Vishnumurtis. So, the Vishnumurtis all had eternal, unlimited forms full of knowledge and bliss, existing beyond the influence of time. This is where we should know that the realization comes from by studying the explanation given by an acharya who is following Bhakti school. So, Prabhupada is a pure devotee of the Lord. So he is just broadcasting the message of bhakti concerning Krishna. So Krishna bhakti rasabhavita amati. So Krishna bhakti is full of rasas, mellows. Whether it is being discussed in form of some philosophical understanding or it is discussed by referring to some pastime of the Supreme Lord, be in this planet or even in the spiritual world. Anyway, there is no difference between this pastime and his unmanifest pastime in Golok Vrindavan. So, there it is full of rasa. And in this verse, it is explained that the Krishna who manifested into different forms, there is no tinge of material propensities in those forms. They are not jiva. Jiva Goswami Swamiji explains, jiva visesa sankam apanudan arthantaram aha jadva iti satya jnana ananta ananda matraika rasam jad brahma tad eva murtya jesamte. So he is very nicely explaining that people should not be in doubt to think that these forms are material forms. No, to eradicate these misconception of thinking that Krishna, he manifested in one form as cow, calf, then another form cowherd boys. It looks like there are different forms. Yes, externally speaking, there are different forms. But should not think this is material. That's why in this verse, it is explained, Satya Jnana Ananta Anandra Matraikarasam. Prabhupada, when he is translating, he is nicely, kind of not breaking the Sanskrit, he is saying, Matra, only, separately, then Ekarasa. Because there are different explanations given to these particular words to understand how these forms were original Vishnu Murtis. Matra. So Juba Goswami he explains, Matra Padena cha Jyoti Radi Dharmanam Sukladi Gunanam Iva Tad Dharmanam Tat Swarupantapatitvam Vivakshitam. Tat Swarupantapatitvam Vivakshitam. When this matra word is used in this verse, it refers to the Lord's Swarupa, possesses the quality like illumination, like Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur is quoting. What he is saying? He is quoting Aditya Varnam Tamasa Parastat. He is fully conscious, he is luminous and beyond the conception of this material world. So here it is said, Jyoti Adi Dharmanam. He possesses the qualifications, the qualities like illuminations, and he is supremely pure, uncontaminated. Upanishad, Isha Upanishad says, Asnaviram Shuddham Apapavidham. He is Shuddham, supremely pure, Apapavidham, uncontaminated. No material quality can touch him, whether he is appearing in form of cow or any other object in this material world. Apapavidham. Apapavidham. Prabhupada translates this prophylactic. Like the sunshine, it falls on a filthy place. It absorbs the bad quality without being contaminated. And it purifies that place, right? We see people, they go, you know, in the outside field, they pass stool, urine. And after some time, the sunshine purifies everything. It has this prophylactic quality. Not that sunshine, their sun is getting polluted by coming in contact with such, dirty objects in this world. Similarly, he is form, whichever form he may appear, that is definitely pure and uncontaminated. That is the explanation, matra. It's very interesting. Ekamurtaya. Ekamurtaya, always existing. Very interesting. This is like a drama, you can just try to understand from a drama. Just imagine you are sitting and watching a drama. What do you see? Whoever is going to appear on the stage or on the television screen, that is what you can see. Not that is it, all about drama. No. Drama means there is producer and who has made everything ready. What is going to appear when? The king going to appear now. It's not that he is going to get ready after that. No, it's already there. He's just sitting in the green room. He's there. When time comes, he is going to appear on the screen and you can see him. Similarly, the personality of Godhead, Krishna, all his forms, ekarasa, always existing,
It's not that like impersonalist you try to explain or extract the meaning by explaining ekarasa, Brahman without variety, ultimately formless, because you are not able to understand him, having lack of devotion, that's why you cannot explain this term, how he is ekarasa. He is one form, he manifests in different varieties. Why? Question can be asked. Yes, that's why here it is said, Asprishta bhuri mahatmya api upanishadrisham. Upanishadrisham. Those who are simply engaged in studying Upanishad, what happened to them? Bhakti abhavat na tu tad artham jananti iti Upanishad drisha. Those who study Upanishads, they are just simply doing jnana charcha. By cultivation of knowledge, they try to understand the Supreme Brahman, where they lack devotion. That's what it says, bhakti abhavat, due to the lack of bhakti, and darshanika haste naspristam bhuri mahatmyam jesamte. Even though they try to understand Supreme Brahman by the cultivation of knowledge, they cannot understand the bhuri mahatmya, the great qualities, glories of the Supreme. Why? They are just darshanika, they are just philosophers. They are trying to understand the Brahman by philosophical study. You cannot understand Brahman just by studying, by knowledge. That's why here Prabhupada, nayam atma pravachanena labhya na medhayana bahuna srutena. One may be studying Veda for many years. He may be having a super intelligence, right? But he will not understand. Jamevaisa brunute tena labhyas. To whom Lord himself chooses, means to whom he reveals himself, that person can only understand him, know him. Tasya atma bebrunute tanu syam. He manifests his own form. Like in India, why we are quoting this? Even forget about those who are studying this Upanishad, they don't understand him. In India, we have seen there are some sadhus, so-called sadhus. We don't want to mention their name sitting here in this position. So these people, they are not devotee of the Lord. Because they are not devotee of the Lord, they don't have the right to speak about the Supreme Lord. They shouldn't talk. If you don't have devotion to the Lord, then you don't talk about him. What they are doing? Just few months back, maybe 1 month ago, one person who was speaking, he is saying, referring to Dwaraka Leela. He is saying Balram was always, drinking and just sleeping. What do you mean by Balram was always drinking? He means he was drinking wine, okay? To be very clear about his statement. Balram was not always in intoxication. He was not always taking intoxicants. And he is explaining like this. Unfortunately, there are some people in India who don't understand who they must listen to. And they listen to such a person and they see him as a big person, big guru. They worship him, respect him. Unless you have devotion to Lord, you cannot understand him. You cannot explain about him, anything about him. He says so many bad things, we don't want to discuss all those things. Because, and many people, they were very upset in India. In Vrindavan, many sadhus came forward. They challenged him. So what is happening? There are people who feels because they can talk in a very sweet language. Your sweet language cannot explain Krishna. Your so-called way of gesture and posing yourself, dressing yourself so nicely with heavy silk garments to attract the materialistic people cannot induce devotion in one of these persons even. What can you do? You cannot save yourself. How can you save others? Even here, Upanishad Drisham, those who are engaged in study of Upanishad, they cannot even understand. Aspriṣṭa Bhūri Mahātmya. His great glory remains untouched by people who are engaged in studying Upanishads. What is the goal of study of Upanishad? Those who study Upanishad, they try to realize Atma-jñāna, knowledge of the self. Shastra says, vāca nivartante, what is that? Just mean vāca nivartante. Means, yato vāca nivartante, this is the statement. Yato vāca nivartante. Means, the words cannot explain Krishna, the Supreme Brahman. Why? Because he is unlimited. So when he is unlimited, how people who have limited knowledge about soul, they can understand him? That means every acharya, they speak the same thing, that they don't understand him because of the lack of devotion. That's why Prabhupada is speaking, bhaktyaham ekaya grahya. Lord can be understood only by devotion, devotional service. Bhaktya mam abhijanati, we know from Bhagavad Gita. He is quoting from Srimad Bhagavatam, bhaktyaham ekaya grahya. So, in Shruti, there are many other statements confirming who is Brahman. Satyam jnanam anandam brahma. Brahma is satyam, that is eternal. Anandam, full of knowledge, full of bliss and knowledge. Then satyam jnanam anantam brahma. What is Brahman? Brahman is eternal, full of knowledge and has unlimited forms. Anantam. If you say anantam, unlimited, what do you mean by unlimited? You just speaking about some, again, impersonal philosophy. No, he has got unlimited forms. Means, in these unlimited forms, he keeps on enjoying his pastimes. The impersonalists, they cannot explain why the Supreme Lord assumes unlimited forms. Bhagavad Gita says, abhajananti mam mudha manusim tanumasrita. When he appears in form of a human being like Ramchandra, Krishna, even Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, human form, they deride him. Oh, see, your Lord has appeared like a human being. They criticize like this. Abhajananti mudha. There, Prabhupada says, they are rascals, according to Prabhupada's word. They cannot explain, they cannot understand, because they don't know what is the explanation of Brahman in Shruti even. These impersonalists nowadays, they don't read Shastra. Actually, those who are truly following Upanishad, when they come in contact with a true Vaishnava, their life is changed, their life is transformed, because they are not inimical. Like other day we are speaking about this Madhusudan Saraswati. Madhusudan Saraswati, she was Advaita Vedanta philosopher.
And he was a very renowned scholar of those days. And he would, when he speaks, nobody can stand before him. He was such an erudite scholar of Upanishad. And he came to Vrindavan. When he associated with the Vaishnavas, by the mercy of the Vaishnava, he realized who the absolute truth is. Then he compiled this verse, no? What is that verse? Which verse? He speaks about Krishna like, I am forgetting that verse now today. Krishna param tattva aham na jane. This is, he has compiled, this is a personal compilation about Krishna, glorifying Krishna's form. He was an impersonalist before, but after he came in contact with the Vaishnavas, he is describing who is absolute truth. Truth. That is Krishna. And in this verse, he is very nicely describing the qualities of Krishna. So, I am forgetting that verse is not coming to my memory immediately right now. No. He composed about glorifying Krishna. Madhusudan Saraswati. Sudan Saraswati. No. Man. Anyway. If I remember, I will tell afterwards. It's long ago, very long ago. So what I was trying to tell is, nowadays you don't find such kind of erudite scholars, and they are all sentimentalists. If somebody is sentimentally attached to Upanishads, he cannot even realize Atma Tattva. What to speak of realizing Param Brahma? So, the conclusion is that when Krishna, he assumed the form of the cowherd, boys, calves and cows, they were Vishnumurtis, their swarupa and their body, there is no difference. Whereas for us, in our swarupa, if you say, we have a difference between our swarupa and body. We being the part and parcel of the Supreme, we have the quality in our swarupa, Sachidananda. Quality is there, in spirit soul. But our body is different. When he assumed these forms of cows, calves, everything was Sachidananda. There is no difference in the body and the swarupa. Just like Varaha Murti, Matsya Murti. You don't see the difference. So, in that way, he is Eka Murte Kavaha Murtikam. What is that? In Srimad Bhagavatam explained, here we are speaking, no, Eka Ekka Matraika Rasa Murtaya. In this context, it is explained that Akrura, he is explaining about Krishna, that these Vaishnavas, they worship him in many different forms. And Krishna, he manifests in different forms according to the mood of worship of his devotees. Right? How? If you see in Vrindavan, Krishna is a small child. Everybody sees like, you know, he's a small child. But in this one form,
he helps his devotees to release different kind of rasas because of the exchange of bhava between the devotees. Eka murti, but rasa is many experienced. Same Krishna in Vrindavan, he was helping the devotees to experience santaras. Some experienced vatsalya, madhur, sakhya, dasya. When he entered into Kamsa's arena, everybody, dvadasa rasa, was experienced by different people. Right? Mullanam asaninam smaravras trinam smaramurtiman. So, in that way, he is Eka Murti, but sometimes he assumes many different forms to help his devotee release the mellow of devotional service. That's why, like you see, this Panchatattva we have here, Chaitanya Charitamrita explains, Panchatattva Eka Vastu Nahi Kichu Bhed Rasa Aswadite Tabu Vibhida Vibhed. Panchatattva Eka Vastu, there is no difference between these five features, which is called Panchatattva. Rasa Aswadite Tabu Vibhida Vibhed. He assumes these many different forms to release the rasa. That's it. Even though they are manifest in different forms, we don't find any difference. So, towards the last part of the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he explains, we should discuss Srimad Bhagavatam daily as much as possible. And then everything will be clarified. Because Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedic literature. Right? In Srimad Bhagavatam, in 12th canto, it is said, Sarva Vedanta Saram hi Sri Bhagavatam isyate tatra tadrasam dritiptasya nanyatrasya dratikvachit. Sarva Vedanta Saram hi Sri Bhagavatam isyate. This Srimad Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedanta, Sarva Vedanta Saram hi. And Tadrasa Tripta Matrasya. Tadrasa Amrita Triptasya. Triptasya, one who is fully satisfied in releasing the rasa of Srimad Bhagavatam, he never finds any rasa in studying any other literature. You see, modern people, now they are making a huge campaign about going, paperless office work. They don't want paper in their office. Yeah. Why they don't want paper? Because you are cutting trees, you are cutting bamboos, you are disturbing the nature. So let us use as much as possible our computer or electronics so that we can reduce using paper. Whatever you try, you cannot save the world when you are not trying to become devotee. If you study Srimad Bhagavatam, automatically everything will become manifest to you. You will become always conscious of everything, not only this trying to save the trees, saving the tree and cutting the throat of other animals. What is this philosophy? So that's why anyone who has released the rasa of Srimad Bhagavatam, he will never try to find rasa in any other objects, in any other discussion of this material world. That's why Srila Vyasadeva, he compiled this Vedic literature, Saram Saram Samudhritam, which is the essence of all Vedic literature, that is Srimad Bhagavatam. And he taught his son, who is that? Sukadeva Goswami, right? And who is Sukadeva Goswami? Atma Batambaram, who is topmost among all self-realized souls. Atmabhatambaram. He is the greatest of all self-realized souls. Now these people who are studying Upanishads, just trying to realize soul. Here the one who is the topmost of realized souls, he is studying Srimad Bhagavatam. To understand Krishna, you need to study Srimad Bhagavatam. Unless you study Bhagavatam, that's why Prabhupada is saying, as much as possible, on daily basis, you must study. Then everything will be clear. For Bhagavatam is the essence of all Vedic literature. It was written by Vyasadev when he was self-realized. It was written by a self-realized person and it was discussed with another self-realized person. So this is the topic of the self-realized person. We are not discouraging you that if you are not self-realized, you cannot. But if you have sincerity, how you think, I want to study Bhagavatam because I want to know Krishna, then you are also qualified. Never mind, you are not self-realized. That's why preparing 24 hours. It should be the subject matter of discussion for the Vaishnava devotees. Especially we are in Mahaprabhu's movement, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Every day, without fail, going to Totagop in the temple, discussing Bhagavatam with Gadadhar. Thus, the more we read Srimad Bhagavatam, the more its knowledge becomes clear. Each and every verse is transcendental. Each and every verse is transcendental. Just like we are reading Matra Pada, Matra word, referring to Jiva Goswami. It has got so much in it. We say Krishna and Bhagavatam are non-different. Why? Krishna is like Vaidurya Mani. Vaidurya Mani reflects many different colorful lights from it. Similarly, Krishna, while reciprocating with the mood of worship of his devotees, he can assume many different forms and exchange the rasa with his devotees. Similarly, while studying Bhagavatam, you can see so many nice, beautiful explanations have been given in every word. Prati aksare, prati sabde, nana artha kai. Every word of Srimad Bhagavatam explains multifarious meaning. We need to understand it. So here, in conclusion, what Brahma saw is explained by our acharyas that Brahma saw these unlimited Vishnumurti forms in form of cows, calves and boyfriend of Krishna, they are fully Vishnu. There is no tinge of material quality in them. And Krishna assumes all these forms which are not understood by those who study Upanishads. So instead of trying to become a student of Upanishad, just try to become a student of Srimad Bhagavatam. We have got very nice opportunity in Mayapur Institute. You all can sign up. We teach very scrutinizingly Srimad Bhagavatam. If you send us request, we have many different groups are now studying under us today because of this lockdown situation. If you are so desirous, please sign up for a course and we will teach you this Bhagavatam. Every word, every verse, so scrutinizingly. And you will relish, you will drink the rasa. This is what our main business is. That's why Prabhupada has given this Bhaktivedanta purports. So nice. We can be fully satisfied actually, fully happy. Anyway, before I conclude, yesterday you were asking this question, no? So I was, after I went back, I was meditating on that. So I have some more information to share with you. Her question was, Brahma, in one truti time period, truti is a measurement of time, like we say second, minute, hour. Truti is one of such measurement of time. She was asking, in such a small amount of time, how could Brahma do so many things? That he went to Brahma Loka, then again came back, and if you compare to the time period in the world, it was only one year passed by. If you compare this time from our perspective here, it's very negligible. But if you compare from Brahma's perspective, it is not negligible, I will tell you. But before that even, you were saying, how could Brahma do so many things in such a short span of time? First of all, you should know, Shastra explains this time, one measurement of time is truti. Okay, first of all, we go from hours, then minutes, then seconds, right? And we don't have further, dividation of seconds to name in our language. But we have seen the photography industry, they are, in the meantime, they have become successful in utilizing 1,000th part of a second. In photographic industry, the video camera that is taking a snap in every 1,000th of a second. That's why you are able to produce such nice videos. Okay? But there is no name for it. Even you are using it, you cannot even think of how it is actually happening here in such a short span of time. If you divide 1 second into thousands time, then one part is a snapshot taken by the video camera. Okay? That is what is happening. If a modern machine can utilize 1,000th of a second, what is the difficulty in understanding a truti can be utilized by Brahma to do so many things? Our modern scientists, they have failed to even calculate what will the time called truti, trasarenu, anu, paramanu. They are also measurement of time. You see, if you divide 24 hours by 86,400, then one part will become 1 second. Okay? And this 1 second, when divided by 21,900, then the one part will become truti. One truti divided by 3 equals to one trasarenu. One trasenu divided by 3 becomes one anu. Then anu is divided into half, that becomes paramanu. Our material science cannot describe this time span, but this is amount of time scale written in Srimad Bhagavatam. If they cannot use this time, why it is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam? We cannot utilize by dividing 1 second into 2,000 times. We cannot do it. Even Shastra says, when 1 second is divided by 21,900, then that one part becomes truti. When Shastra is speaking about it, you may not be able to utilize that span because you are so gross. In the spiritual world, in the higher planetary system, they are not gross like us, they are very subtle. In a very short span of time, they can do everything, they can utilize this time period, as I gave the example of your video camera. In the meantime, our modern science, they have become successful in utilizing 1,000th part of a second. then what is the difficulty for Brahma to utilize this time span? Do you understand? Because I was thinking, you know, I said that everything moves very fast, very quickly. That's what I said yesterday. And I did give, but I didn't give much more elaborate explanation. That's why I was thinking. You should understand that whatever is written in Srimad Bhagavatam, not everything is within the purview of human understanding. Like as we said, the Truti, Itrasenu, Anu, Paramanu, they are mentioned in Bhagavatam. We are not able to utilize those. How much human society has become successful in utilizing those things? Even one scientist, he made a very, 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 very interesting statement. He said, man has made himself master of the earth, yet in the universe, he is merely a speck. If you say, he has not made himself the master of the earth even, have they understood everything of this earth planet? No. Anyway, that is a scientist statement. They have become master of the earth, but still they are a speck on the universe. That means they themselves admit that they cannot understand everything. And we devotee, we are satisfied because we have Guru, we have Srimad Bhagavatam. And we can understand everything because we know. You know what is the secret of understanding Krishna, knowing Krishna? The secret of knowing Krishna is when you accept, oh, I cannot understand you. That is the secret of understanding Krishna. The time you admit, my dear Lord, I cannot understand you, then you will understand him. If you are trying to understand him, then you will not understand him. That's why our spiritual science is opposite to the material calculation. In material world, if you want to know something, then yes, you should try to study and understand. Right? By your ability. By your own ability, you cannot understand Krishna. That's why when you submit, you say, my dear Lord, and you are convinced, not that you are just being pretentious. You are convinced, you know how Krishna is great, how great Krishna is. After realizing this fact, you surrender saying, now I have realized I cannot understand you. That is the qualification to understand Krishna. Okay.
Hare Krishna Prabhupada, thank you so much. But my doubt is actually in the spiritual, not a spiritual world, in the higher planet system that Brahma, he saw another Brahma is giving Krishna Katha, and yeah. He had a conversation with the gatekeeper, and also he went there also listening something. Yeah. There is a pastime concerning with Balaram's wife, Revati, when her father is taking her to the Brahma's court, and then Brahma is listening to a concert. Mm. When the concert finishes, and then they start to ask him to find a suitable spouse for Revati. But then on the earth, many, many generations have passed. So my question is, that's why only 1 year passed on the earth? So many things happened, and should be like many generations already finished.
No, you see, this is a very interesting point you are making. Question. She is saying, what I want to explain to you is, you know, in Krishna's pastime, Rasalila pastime, in human calculation here, that pastime took place for how long? One night, right? One night. But in Bhagavatam, Prabhuji, it was equal to? In Krishna's Rasa Lila pastime,